Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. If you're new to the show, as you can see by the page, and I hope my picture gets changed. this card is not really about me. It's about all of us and how our lives are revealed in the playing card deck. In the deck of 52 cards, plus the Joker. We can't forget the Joker. I'm going to talk a little bit about this for those of you that are new. I know a lot of my listeners are practitioners with the cards, students of the cards, people that are already familiar, people that receive my free card of the day email. Which, if you don't and you would like to check that out, you can go to my website. It's starofthemagi.com. Starofthemagi.com. StarofTheMagi. And this system comes from the ancient order of the Magi, hence the name. And so for those of you that aren't familiar, and, you know, every time I tell somebody this when they ask me about the cards, they say, "Well, I never thought of that." Well, I wouldn't expect anyone to think of this, that there are 52 cards in the deck and 52 weeks in the year. There are four suits, four seasons. In each of those seasons of the year, there are 13 weeks. In each of those suits, there are 13 cards, ace through king. There are 12 months in the year and 12 court cards, jacks, queens, and kings. And if you add the deck, by each card's numeric value, it adds up to 365. So when we include the Joker. And there are, you know, I could go deeper into the numbers and how they relate to the cards and the calendar, but I'm not going to do that. So each day of the year is associated with a specific card. And that card is a member of a suit. And these four suits actually govern the four aspects of the human experience: emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. The hearts are the emotional realm. The clubs are the mental realm. The diamonds are the physical realm. And the spades are the spiritual realm. And we can't do one without the other and have a balanced, full life. It's just not really possible. We can pretend we are, but if we don't have all those aspects in balance with each other, and if we're not in balance with them, then our lives are lacking. And oftentimes when life is lacking, it's a very good idea to look and see which one of those arenas is not functioning at 100%. Or at least the same percentage as the other three. Or maybe there's two. You know, every day is different. And life is a dynamic experience rather than static. It's dynamic and changing. And we're changing every moment. And we are creating and being created. So, you know, there are a lot of different dimensions and a lot of different realities going on all the time. And recently, many people were contacting me because they were freaking out. They felt disturbed. They were dizzy. Lots of things going on. And, you know, last weekend or a week ago, Friday, there was a huge solar event. And I really believe, you know, we had really strange weather last weekend and the beginning of the week. It's like, hello? Did someone forget to tell the weather gods that it's not January? So, you know, all of these things we're being affected by, and it's very wise to step back and observe what's happening. If there's no apparent reason to feel so off or disturbed, it might have nothing to do with us. And the first thing we are likely to do, you know, is think it's us. But there's a lot happening on the earth and in the solar system, which is our local neighborhood. So it's important to you know, kind of take in the whole picture and get more impersonal, I think, about life. I want to talk about the four suits a little bit, and I want to talk about all the numbers. I am going to take calls today. The call-in number toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. If you have a question for me about where you are in your life, I'm happy to look at your cards presently. I need the month and day of your birthday and your present age. That's all. Not the year, the month and day of your birthday and the present age that you are right now. Other call-in numbers are 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522. This is a lot of numbers. You can Skype at BBS Radio. And I don't know what that last number is with the access code. What is that? Anyway, toll-free number is 888-627-6008. So if you're outside the country, the countries of the USA or Canada, you can go onto Skype and just use the handle BBS Radio. So I talked a little bit about the four suits. And one of the things, you know, this system is amazing because it's so accurate and it's so personalized. And I'm only here to talk about this to enlighten people that it exists. And also to be of service to people if they are in need. And so, you know, this is an oracle. It's an ancient oracle of time. And it reveals who we are. It reveals our nature. It reveals our destiny as it's unfolding. And this always raises hair on the back of people's neck when I say our destiny, because we do have a destiny, and it's always playing out, and we also have free will and choice, and how we make our choices determines how our destiny unfolds. We have a potential, each and every one of us. You know, I have a friend in Hawaii, and he always refers to himself as the lowly two of diamonds, because I'm the king, and it's like, that's not how it works, you know. Each and every number, each and every suit, each and every combination, each card, each and every one of us is part of a tapestry that is so grand, it is completely impossible for us to comprehend. What we can comprehend is who we are, our nature, our character, and be honest with ourselves about what that is and who we are and what we want. Very often, what we think we want has nothing to do with who we are and what we really want. So, you know, understanding ourselves and then being able to have a window of insight into other people, into our relationships, into the people we meet, into the people we love, into the people we work with, into everybody. So each card is very different and each number is very different. You know, the Four of Clubs is known as a card of the satisfied mind. Well, guess what? This is a four. Fours are like boxes. They're more like cubes, actually. They're enclosed. And they're square, they're defined, and there's no flexibility in the appearance of that. The club suit represents the mental realm. So we're talking about either people that are really at peace and expressing who they are because they're working their spirit card, which is the Five of Clubs, or they're tyrants. And they're going to lock you up in what they think should be. And that could be physically. You know, there's an organization on the planet that's governed by a Four of Clubs man, and he does lock people in rooms if they misbehave right now in this day and age. So But then there, you know, there are Four of Clubs that are brilliant writers, beautiful, loving, incredibly understanding. So each and every card and each and every suit, each and every number, it has an underbelly. It has a shadow. It also has an exalted state of expression. It also has a mundane path of travel, a way of expression. And as we learn about that, because you know what, to me, and I know there are many oracles, and, you know, I acknowledge all the ones I know of and all the ones I don't. I'm only talking about this one because this is my area of expertise. And this oracle is a roadmap to our self-mastery. What are the kings wearing? They're wearing crowns. You know, the path begins with the ace. The path of our journey as humanity and as individuals, that ace of hearts is the very first card in the deck. It's the card of conception. Conception of love, conception of life, conception of being. It's the card of self. So from there, we go on a journey, the final card being the King of Spades, the master of all the suits, of all the realms, of all there is. That journey is for each one of us to take. Humanity's on that journey as well. Humanity's a little slow. We seem to be stuck in the bottom of the diamond suit, in the bottom of all the suits. We're in the Kali Yuga. It's frightening. You know, but it's like, it's dark. It's very dark. And I know there's lots of light. I know there's light. So I don't want to, you know, be blasted going, no, there's only light. Because it's not true. So, but all these different dimensions exist for a reason. So, what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with ourselves? How do we access our fullest potential? We access our fullest potential by understanding who we are under the surface, what it is that wants to be expressed. That's our spirit card. If you're listening right now and you don't have my iPhone app, if you have an iPhone, I know if you don't have an iPhone, you don't have my iPhone app. And no, I'm not going to do it in Android right now. But it's, you know, if you have an iPhone and you don't have my iPhone app, you might want to get it because I have the spirit descriptions in that. And I'm revising my first book, Cards of Destiny, right now. So it has the spirit card descriptions in there. And, of course, everything will be freshened up a bit. I wrote that book a long time ago. Much has happened. Okay, so if you want to call in, you can call in. Stephanie.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
So, sure.
Are you familiar with the cards?
I am. I actually use them in my work, but I have never had anybody read for me.
Oh,
so
queen.
I follow your work. I love your books.
Thank you.
I love them. And I thought, when I listened to you this morning, I thought, I'm going to call.
Thank you. So what kind of work do you do?
I do two things. I'm actually in the business world. I have a paralegal services business.
Uh-huh.
I'm a corporate and a real estate paralegal, but I'm also a numerologist and a sacred contract consultant.
Uh-huh.
And a medicinal aromatherapist. So I have that aspect of my life. I have a business doing that, and then I'm an entrepreneur. Basically, I work for myself, and I work during most business days. I'm a paralegal, but I'm also a spiritual coach.
So, okay, so
and one of my tools is the cards and numerology.
You are the Queen of Hearts. You know that.
I do know that, yes.
And you are a Leo. And what is your present age?
I'm 53.
Thank you. So 53. And let's see, you're the Queen of Hearts, Leo. So your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Clubs. So you are very intuitive. Very, very intuitive. And definitely both those businesses are really great for you because your spirit card is the Ten of Spades. And the Ten of Spades is the true expression of who you are. And this is the card of spiritual and material accomplishment. And in your spirit card house in this Saturn year that you're in at age 53, you have the Five of Spades. So there are going to be a lot of changes, or probably have been since your last birthday, with how you're expressing yourself through your work, I would think.
I left a 30-year career in the law firm environment and went out on my own in November.
There you go. And your Queen of Hearts card is sitting in the Queen of Spades house, which is the card of self-mastery. So, and your whole year is living out itself, except for Neptune, your last 52 days before your birthday, in the Uranus line. So this would be a lot of change in how you bring in your financial stability, changes in how you're communicating, what you're communicating, who you're communicating with, and, you know, making decisions to establish yourself would definitely bring you great good fortune in this year. So
perfect.
That's exactly what
I'm doing.
Right. And so until your next birthday, you know, this is going to continue. It's like fine tuning. A lot having to do with your expression of self and how you communicate that. Let's look at where your planetary ruler is. You've got the Four of Hearts. So there's also been, I would think, a focus on family. And, you know, when you turned family or home, when you turned 52, you went into a 13-year Saturn cycle. And your Saturn card governing that 13-year cycle is, of course, the Ace of Clubs. And this year, you've got the Two of Hearts in there. So connecting with people that you love, people that you care about, having your own personal sanctuary, all of this is really, really important to you, maybe more so than usual right now. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. When you say a 13-year Saturn period, so that means that for 13 years starting at 52, Isn't Saturn a tough planet?
Well, it can be because it really demands a lot of us. But Saturn, that 13-year Saturn cycle is a time of recognition. It's when we've been here for 52 years. Hello. So it doesn't have to be tough. It's about recognizing, acknowledging who you really are and positioning yourself through your expression so that other people can see who you really are.
Oh, I love that.
So
Thank you.
We've been through a lot of Saturn already by the time we hit 52. This is in the cards. This is, you know, and it's a time to work. It's a time to build foundations and really be disciplined with that. Because then when you turn 65 and you go into Uranus, it's like you might one day wake up and go, I'm moving to, you know, Peru now. Or I'm going to go live on the moon. I mean, who knows? Uranus is very unpredictable. But, this is a time for you to really tap into your self-mastery, go with the flow of the changes that are bringing that expression, like I was talking earlier about those four modalities that the four suits represent, the four aspects of our experience of being human. And, you know, it's a time for you right now to bring, you know, all of that into equal alignment and then move everything together into the future. Because, you know, after when you turn 54 in July, you're going to be in a Uranus ruled year. And so it's going to be very big for you in a lot of ways. I really appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. And like I said, I mean, I don't use these tools definitely to the extent that you do. I don't have the knowledge of them that you do, but I use them. But I've never worked with anybody on it. So your two books, your Cards of Destiny and Love and Destiny, I absolutely love both of those books. They are amazing.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good Saturday.
You too. Bye. So for those of you that don't know, I do teach. In fact, I'm going to Mexico Wednesday to do an advanced training, 7-day advanced training in the cards with people that have taken some online workshops with me. And I will be offering online workshops again probably no sooner than August. Because I have a lot going on between now and then. It may be September, I don't know. But there will be a series of online classes coming up. And if you're on my mailing list, on the free daily email list, then you'll get information about that. And I also do private sessions over the phone and via Skype with people all over the world. So, you can look at that on my website, starofthemagi.com. So I want to look at something here. Let's see what Don did. Oh, no, it's not changed on the cover. On your homepage. Homepage, picture change. I look like such a goofy. Anyway, I just opened your homepage and it's there. Let's see. Oh, that's the wrong picture then, darling. Okay, so anyway, I'll refresh. So let me give you that call-in number again. It is 888-627-6008. I have to keep short with the readings, because sometimes people will start lining up in the queue and then I can't get to everybody, and I'd like to at least say hello to everybody that calls in. So where were we? I was going to talk about the numbers. Let me talk about the suits just a little bit more. Because I always tell people, the first thing I tell my students in the very first lesson, for their homework after that first lesson in the level one training, is to really observe people's suits. Watch them. You can tell just by people's eyes if they're a club or a spade or a diamond or a heart. Either the black suit or the red suit. Because the red suit, the energy comes at you out of their eyes. They want to know who you are. The hearts want to touch you. They want to feel you because that's how they process. The diamonds want to know, who are you and what is your value to me? Who are you? I know you have something for me. What is it? The club suits are going to analyze you. They're going to size you up, So their energy in their eyes going inward because they're going into their heads. And the spades are going and sit behind the, judge's desk because they know, and they're going to have you. How do I want to say this? The spades are the judges. The clubs are the analyzers. And, if you observe them, and none of this is good or bad, okay? Please don't go there. This is just the way it is because you know, we need the wisdom of those spades, and we need the analysis and the research that the clubs do with their minds. And we need the diamonds to look at what's valuable and what isn't, because, and we need the hearts so that we all remember to feel. So, you know, there are high sides and low sides to all of these suits. All of them can be destructive with themselves or other people. They do it in different ways. And all of them can be amazingly enlightening and inspiring. And they do it in different ways. And a lot of times you can even tell by a person's voice what their suit is. You can look, I guarantee you, once you you get this and you start seeing it, you can look at a baby and or somebody can say one sentence about a baby. Somebody did this the other day with me. And I said, oh, that's a spade baby. You know, spade babies, when you look in their eyes, it looks like they're looking through you to the underside of your toenails. I mean, they're like, they just look. And spades are like that. You know, it's really, really fascinating to observe. And I highly recommend, if this is new to you, start exploring it. Start exploring it, because when we understand, first of all, ourselves, it makes us easier to understand somebody else. But if we try to understand somebody else through our expectations of thinking that they should be like us, it doesn't work. We understand them for who they are, then it's a whole different story. And it really changes our dynamic. So, again, if someone wants to call in, I would love to talk to you. The number is 888-627-6008. I am going to take a 1 minute break and I will be right back.
BBSradio.com. If it's not mainstream, information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Okay, don't be shy, people. If you want to call in, I know you're out there. The number's 888-627-6008. So until you do, I'm going to talk about the suits a little more, because each one of these suits represents, you know, something magical in life. And I'm sorry, I was just thinking about this family I'm working with and about their son. And he's such an amazing little guy. And, well, he's almost 10, and he's the Ace of Spades. And when I first met him, he had a little bit of struggle going on in with school. And you know, I've worked with a lot of kids that are Ace of Spades, and they always have this issue. And part of it is because their Mercury cards are hearts, and their Spirit cards are hearts. And here they are, this little dynamo of energy. And, you know, they're moving faster than the speed of light, and they don't, not even sure why or where they're going or what's driving them to do that. And then inside they've got all this, so they appear to be these little dynamos, and they are little dynamos. They're little magicians, but they don't know it because who they feel themselves to be inside is this Seven of Hearts, which is a very spiritual like energy. It's all about beauty and, you know, balance and refinement. And then, you know, there's this driving force that's, you know, thrusting them through life. And then their Mercury cards, which is their mind, are both hearts. Again, the Seven of Hearts and then the Four of Hearts. So there's this I am, by the way, writing a book about children in the cards. It's halfway finished. So after I revise Cards of Destiny, that one's coming out. But they're you know, so it's important for them to have an integration. I mean, between all that heart energy and that dynamic spade, Aces are very self-focused. You know, the Ace is one. That's it. It's singular, and it's a driving force. And that energy is strong. It's ambitious, you know, and it's passionate and determined. So if that energy isn't harnessed and balanced with the other aspects of that particular card for the any Ace, but we're talking about the Ace of Spades, it can become self-indulgent and aggressive, impulsive, impatient, you know, selfish. So to bring that into a positive light, there has to be balance between the Spirit card. And this is what people need to understand. I know. Okay, thank you. You know, understanding the inner aspects of who we are, we can then balance them with how we show up, which is our birth card, how we move through life, which is our planetary card, ruling card, and the wisdom that we have already attained, which is our soul card. So, Noelle, you are online.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, what great energy.
Hi.
And so was Stephanie. It's so wonderful when people say hello. It's like, oh, hello. I think I'm talking to myself, you know. How are you?
Yeah. Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we had the Queen of Hearts earlier with Stephanie, and now we have the Jack of Hearts with you. Mm-hmm. Did you know you're a Jack of Hearts? You're familiar with the cards?
I do. I am.
1989. What age does that make you?
23.
So what's up?
Well, I'm hanging out with my niece today and my brother. Uh-huh. And she's 5 months old, or 6 months old. She's a Four of Diamonds. I just thought I would throw that out there. And since you were talking about children, I thought, well, maybe I'll just talk about her.
Oh, the Four of Diamonds child.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Four of Diamonds typically are, they can be difficult to read emotionally because they're these little contained beings. And they're very, very, very perceptive, because they have the Jack of Clubs as their vertical Mercury card. So it's like he's sitting on their head. And the Jack of Clubs is an open portal to unlimited realms of the mind and creative energy. And so these little guys, you know, I think when they're small that they really do observe a lot of what's going on around them. They're gathering information and they're putting it in the right place inside of them because they like everything to be in order. They've got, you know, the Five of Spades and the Five of Hearts as their spirit and soul cards. So they appear to be these little, you know, units of togetherness. And inside, they feel like things are always moving. So it's important for them to have consistency. It's the most important thing for them because their inner world. Yes.
She has her mother is a Four of Clubs and her father is another Four of Diamonds. And so she has a set bedtime and set eating times and everything is very structured for her. So it's good to hear.
Oh, that is perfect. What sign is she?
She's a Scorpio.
She is a Scorpio. So the King of Spades is her planetary ruling card. Wow, she's a little powerhouse.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
Wow. So she also, you know, she needs within the consistency, and it's so great that she's has that because that's going to help her feel completely stable inside. She also needs, you know, to be constantly exposed to new things. She needs to have the ability. How old is she? 4?
6 months.
Oh, she's
a baby, little.
She's a baby. Okay, so she also needs mental stimulation. You know, once Four of Diamonds start functioning in the world, they like to be productive. They like to accomplish things. Many of them work and go to school through their adult lives. Just keep learning, enhancing what they know, learning something new, always furthering themselves, especially the Scorpio because of that King of Spades. So the planetary ruler off that King of Spades is another five. She's got a lot of fives in her life path. So the stability and the consistency is perfect. And then within that, there needs to be variety and stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
And what about
totally
you?
Well, I'm a Sagittarius Jack of Hearts. So
you're the Jack of Hearts, King of Hearts. You're a double heart.
I was actually had a relationship question. So I've been in a relationship with a King of Hearts for many years now, and I just sort of wonder about if that's me just trying to find more about myself, or what do you think about that?
Well, I think all our relationships are, we draw them to see ourselves better. But he is your planetary ruling card, and what sign is he?
A Cancer.
Oh. So his planetary ruling card is the Six of Diamonds. That's probably a real grounding energy for you.
Absolutely.
And there's an understanding between the two of you's hearts, and your planetary ruling, I mean, your composite card for the two of you is the Jack of Clubs.
All right, you broke up a little bit. I heard you say there's an understanding between.
Well, you understand each other because you're both hearts. So there's a simpatico there that at the feeling level that's really comfortable. And then your relationship card is the Jack of Clubs. So there's a lot of mental stimulation. You probably like to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I would think communication's really great with that Jack of Clubs. And then I would think also that you give each other the freedom to be who you are within this relationship. Is that true?
Yeah, we have to. We always run away from each other if we don't. So.
That's a real important factor in a Jack of Clubs relationship, because the Jack of Clubs is a futuristic energy, and it doesn't resonate well with old paradigms of emotional relationship and drama and things like that. Even though the Heart Suit likes drama, the Jack of Clubs does not like drama. And the Jack of Clubs likes to look at things logically and rationally and use intelligence rather than emotion to balance them out. So that's the card governing your relationship. You have the opportunity to experience greater balance in yourselves as individuals from that energy that's, you know, governing your connection with each other. And then the Six of Diamonds and the King of Hearts would be a Six of Spades relationship. So that can be kind of dreamy. So I would think that when you guys are like humming, you're probably in some fantasy world together that's really yummy.
Yeah, we make music together. So he's saying humming. Really?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we create music, so it's sort of creating a
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you for calling, Noelle.
Oh, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we've had the lovely Queen of Hearts and the playful Jack of Hearts, and now we have John on line two, who's the King of Spades. Wow. I'm getting court cards today. Hello, Al. No, John. Sorry. You're from Alabama, I guess.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. So, what is your current age?
43.
I don't want to do the math. You guys have to do the math. Do the math.
Right.
So, what's up? You went into a new 7-year cycle when you turned 42. Did you know that?
I may have known that, but forgot. So.
Oh, that's a good thing to think about. And are you familiar with this system? The cards?
I wouldn't say I'm familiar with it, but I'm not. I really don't have any expertise with it.
That's okay. So you knew you were the King of Spades?
Yes. Yes.
And when you turned 42, the Ten of Spades moved in behind you. The Jack of Spades moved in front of you. You got a lot of really powerful cards in this 7-year cycle. And there's a strong lean toward, you know, spirituality and the expression of that, or perhaps even inspiring others in that way. So does this make sense to you?
Yes, I think so.
What can I do for you here? Do you have a question that you ask me? Or?
Well, I'd like to learn about the 7-year cycle, but I'm interested in, you know, my purpose.
Well, you're the master of the deck. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay.
The King of Spades is a very powerful card. And at the same time, you have this tremendous power of that spade energy and being the king. You also, your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs. So you like to live outside the box a little. That's where you're happy. When you're doing things your own way, so important, you have to do things your own way. You have the Ten of Diamonds behind you this year. I don't know if you are going to receive an inheritance, but good fortune definitely wants to give itself to you and bless you. That can come in many, many ways, that from the smallest thing to the greatest, you know, thing or type of thing. So it's really important to be living right now in gratitude and acknowledging what you have and what you're being given, because great things can happen to you between now and your next birthday. Birthday to birthday is your year. Your new year happens to start on the calendar new year. You know, there looks like there, okay. You know, are you self-employed?
Yes.
Okay, because there's great opportunity for new income and greater establishment of income with new ideas. Looking at that aspect of your cards for this time, what kind of business do you have? What do you do?
Healthcare technology.
Healthcare technology in the holistic realm.
We facilitate telemedicine architecture and healthcare staffing. And logistics management for non-invasive type diagnostic procedures.
So I don't know how deeply I can go into this right now, but I see that there's an opportunity for you to create some new kind of foundation right now, which actually is enhancing enlightenment in the field that you're in. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I don't really know what you're talking about. So... just being honest, it's like, okay, that's not enough detail for me. But what I see here is that, you know, in your person, for this seven-year cycle you are, it's really important for you to make the spiritual aspect of your life a priority. And then filter that through whatever work you're doing, because I see next year that you're either educating people or you're being educated in some way. But it looks to me like you could become more the educator in a way that brings in a more personalized expression of this. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense, yes.
Oh, good, because I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, so I always like to look at the seven-year cycles, because we are changing. We go through huge transformations when these cycles shift, and this cycle started for you when you turned age 42. It is a time when you can experience unlimited success and accomplishment in spiritually and materially. And your work will probably completely change by the time you reach the end of this cycle. So, and where I see that change happening, one of the things that I want to say to you is that you need to be flexible and open and allow your vision to become as large as it wants to become, because you may think you're going in a certain direction and life may want to take you to something grander. And so you want to be sure that you're paying attention and just really open to that happening. Does that make sense to you? You're, it does. Yeah. So you're a teacher. Sorry, go ahead. We have a bad connection in the phone.
I like the way it sounds.
Well, and it's not just a sound. It's a tremendous possibility. And this year, age 43, you have great cards for building new foundations, bringing your ideas into form, you know. So, you know, let your mind, it's really easy for those of you born in the spade suit to be a little fixed in how you go about things, because that's the spade suit. It's fixed. And you're the king, so, you know, this can be true for you. Very much. And you want to be step into that Five of Clubs planetary ruling card of yours and be adventurous, be curious, be looking at other possibilities and listen to what's being said to you. Look at something is going to really bless you big time this year. And I can't tell you what that is, but I can tell you that it is going to be very, very great. And the more you live in your gratitude and the more open and receptive you are, and the greater your rewards are going to be. And it's really, really important for you to pay attention to ideas that come your way through other people or through your own mind. Listen, be open. Be open, be open, be open, and listen to what's being said to you, because the universe or what life, I don't usually say the universe, because I believe each one of us is our own universe. But your universe is speaking to you, and the key is for you to listen, okay? Because great things are bound to happen for you this year. And the seven-year cycle is very good as well. And it's even better. When I look at your planetary ruling card, I just looked at it. It's unbelievable. So rather than don't get caught up in questioning things, just practice saying yes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye. People, life is always talking to us. And, you know, if we can bring that balance I was talking about earlier into our lives, then it helps us to hear and see with greater clarity. And I'm going to leave you with this. First, I'm going to tell you that, you know, if you don't get my card of the day, go on my website if you want to, starofthemagi.com, and sign up for that. It's free. And then if I have something going on, you'll know about it because I put it on there. If you're interested in workshops and classes, that's the place to go, because when I get back from Mexico, then I'm going to make a schedule. So I'm going to do a schedule in June, and I may teach an introductory class in June. I'm not sure. So sorry to be so, I just have a lot going on right now. So if private sessions, I do private sessions. I'm booking sessions now in June. Anybody that's interested, you can purchase one of those on my website. I am going to start in June one day a week doing readings. Just call in readings one day a week. I'm going to try it and see how it goes. People have been requesting this. And, you know, there'll be a fee per minute. There'll be a 10-minute minimum. And, you know, usually you can get your questions answered 10 to 20 minutes. But it's going to be that kind of thing where you, on that day, you can call me and I'll talk to you if I'm not talking to somebody else. But thank you for listening today. Explore and discover these four realms. Look into the cards, the suits, and you know, think about these four aspects of being and your spirit card. What is your spirit card? That is the energy that wants to express itself through you. Get to know that card so that, because that card also carries our challenges. And once we embrace our challenges, they become opportunities. So much love to you all. Next time we'll be in Mexico, me and my students, and we're going to do the radio show from there. Okay, bye.